Tess Elul, 27th of August, Rabchaim Yitzchok Grünblatt, Tefillo.
Before every Yom Tov, the halacha is Shoyalim v'doshim v'hilchos hachag shloshim yoim lifnei hachag. You have to learn Hilchos Sukkah 30 days before Sukkah, Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Meiri in the Chibur HaTshuva says that Rosh Hashanah is no different. And you have to learn in Yono Shel Yoim 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And he goes on to explain, that's why there's a minag to say Slichos all the way through Elul for 30 days, which is the minag HaSfardim, the Mechaber Pasuk, the minag HaSfardim. He says the idea is because Shloshim Yoim Lifnei HaChag for 30 days, you need to practice the Inyan Shel Chag, which is Tefillah. The Torah says, even though the Minhag HaAshkenazim is not to get up every day for Slichos, however, the Torah says, Kol HaMoisiv Levakesh Rachamim B'Chodesh Zeh Zechus Ulay. There's the Inyan to be Moisiv Levakesh Rachamim. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the Inyan of saying Tehillim. Some people have a Minhag of saying 10 Kapitlach every day. You finish it off twice by the time it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Question is, why did the Meiri choose Tefillah as the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah? If you'd ask us, I think the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah would be Hilchos Tekiah Shofar, Hilchos Tshuva. Why did he specifically choose Tefillah as the Inyan of the Lamed Yoim? And I think in this Meiri lies, the depth of this Meiri lies, the avoider of these 30 days leading up to Rosh Hashanah. There is a fundamental question, and that is the Gemara says in Nida, that every person before he gets created, the Malach comes and takes that Neshama and asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu several questions. Tipozu ma teheyaleh. Giboy reicholah. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will you be a physically strong person or weak? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers exactly his characteristics. Next question, asks the Malach. Tipozu chocham ay tipesh. Will he be academically clever or not so clever? Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Oshir ay oni. Will he be wealthy? Will he have an easy time with Panosa? Or Oni? Will he struggle with Panosa? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Seems from this Gemara that every person's life and his very essence and mahut, his characteristics, have been predestined before he's born. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly decided, Oshir Oni, Gibbei Cholish. If so, what's the point of davening? HaKadosh Baruch Hu already decided tipesh. What's the point of davening Baruch Aleinu if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that decided oni? And the answer to this question is two short yesoides which I'd like to share with you today. First yesoid is the yesoid of the Beis Elokim. The Mabit writes in his Sefer Beis Elokim, Shara Tefillah Perek Tezvo. Mabit says that a Yid has to know that every single tefillah that you daven throughout your lifetime, tefillas choivo, tefillas nedovo, every single tefillah gets answered. There's no such thing as a tefillah which does not achieve something. And he says if it won't help exactly for the thing that you're asking for because there was a gzeira, then it'll help the daimaloi. It'll help for a similar issue. And if it won't help the daimaloi, it'll help for your children, grandchildren, future doiras. But that filler, any filler he answered, has to achieve. He brings the pasuk, b'charbi u'b'kashti. But the Targum says, "B'charvi u'b'kashti is b'tzaloisi u'b'ba'usi," like a sword. Cherev, you take a sharp sword, you cut it through a piece of food, a piece of meat. Is it possible to say, "I'm going to put the sword through the meat and it shouldn't cut"? That's against the mitzvah. It has to cut. "B'charvi u'b'kashti is b'tzaloisi u'b'ba'usi." Fill is a mitzvah. And he brings two rayas, two short rayas to this story. One raya is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was told he wouldn't be allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. He heard this gezeira. All his life he was looking forward to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he stood there and he davened bo es chanon, 515 tefillas, and he davened and he davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rav Loch Al Tosef, stop. And on the surface it seems as if his tefillas were unanswered. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mabit that Chazal say, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the mountain Alei Rosh HaPisgah, he saw Ad Hayom HaAchron, and Chazal Darshan, Ad Hayom HaAchron, he saw Dor Dor V'Doshan, he saw all the generations as if he'd lived through Eretz Yisrael, as if he'd experienced Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mabit, with what was he zoicha to that? That was because of his tefillah. He didn't get exactly, but he got B'doim Eloi. Second raya is from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu davened that Stoim should not be destroyed. He davened from the morning till the night. Ramban says he begged, maybe there's 50 tzaddikim, 45, 40, 30, 20. And what happens? Avraham Avinu gets turned away. Stoim gets destroyed. It looks like his tefillahs went unanswered. Says the Mabit, there was one person saved from Stoim. Who was saved from Stoim? Lot. Lot was saved from Stoim. Who came from Lot? Lot came Rus. From Rus came David HaMelech. David HaMelech came Melech HaMashiach. So even if on the surface at the time it might look as your tefillahs haven't achieved, it was nothing less than Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach on those tefillahs. That's the Emes Loshen, the Loshen of the Medrash Shmuel. The Medrash Shmuel says, Yesh Tfilah Shema Eles Miyab, the art tefillahs that can answer straight away. V'yesh Tfilah Shema Eles L'acha Shloshim Yoyim. V'yesh Tfilah Shema Eles L'acha Shaloshonim. V'yesh Tfilah Shema Eles L'acha Shloshim Shana. But our emuna is that if you davened, it's a fact that tefillah is going to achieve something. Second short yesod, which is connected to this, and that is the yesod of the Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim. Ramban says that the power of tefillah has nothing to do with zechusim. Even if you have no zechus, the lashon of the Ramban is Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekabel techinas kol adam, afal pi she'eino hagun. And the Ramban explains with this how in Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael were in the lowest, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the Malachim said, Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, how low can you fall? What does the Pasuk say? Vatal Shavosom Elho Elekim Ino Avodah. The Tefillah is God answered. Since when does an Oivdei Avodah Zarah stand and daven and Vatal Shavosom Elekim? Says the Ramban, you davened. You got no zchusim, doesn't matter. But tefillah is a metzias, which the Medrash says, "Afilu ein adam kedai le'ones b'tefilasi v'lasis chesed kim shemispalel u'mabe tachanunim ani oisei chesed." This is a yesoid. When he stands to daven, he's got no right to start making cheshbon. Do I deserve this? How can I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do kindness? It's got nothing to do with chassid. It's got nothing to do with chassid. You could be the greatest rasha. You know the Retzeach B'Shoigeg. Fascinating thing. The Retzeach B'Shoigeg. He killed someone. He killed another Jew B'Shoigeg. What does he do? He runs to the Ori Miklot. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol brings him every night a good supper. He says, listen, I'll give you a good supper on one condition, that you don't daven in your Shemona Esra that my son should die. He's davening there, the Kohen Gadol. Ad Moisa Kohen HaGadol. He knows his whole fate is tied up with the death of the... He's davening, please, I've got to... So I'll tell you, I'll make a deal with you. You get a good supper and you don't pray in the Shemona Esra. Bala Musa asks, what are you worried about? This Retzeach B'Shoigeg. Chazal say, if someone killed another Jew B'Shoigeg, you could be sure he is the lowest of the low. It doesn't happen B'Mikro. He's a Rosha. What are you worried about? Is he going to daven about who? About the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol, the one, the highest in the Madrege, in Lifnai v'Lifnim? The answer is, yes. If you daven, if you just daven, you just open your mouth and you daven, irrespective of any past history, irrespective of Tchusin Einoi Hogun, that filler is going to cut through, and even the Kohen Gadol could lose his life for those tefillah. The Meiri in Baba Kama says, Meiri in Baba Kama says, that's paid. It's true! Once your life has been decided about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Gibor Echolosh, it's virtually impossible to change, says it. Kosher me'oi v'shanis mazoloi. You cannot change your mazal. Kadosh Baruch Hu has made the bas koil. The Malach asked, and Kadosh Baruch Hu answered. Avol dovo echa ba'olam, says the Meiri. There's one thing in the world that can change your fate, and that is the koyach of tefillah. The tefillah has this power which Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the bria, which can turn an oni to an oshir, a tipesh to a chacham, and a cholosh to a gibbon. There is, however, one condition which the Mabit in a Sefer Beis Elikim says, even though there's nothing, if no strings attached to this tap, there's one condition, one tanai echod, which is an obvious tanai. Tanai echod yesh, sot the Mabit. V'hu kavonas halev. You need to have kavonas halev. Shenema, ula ovde b'chol avavchem eizu avoydu shebelev zu tfilah, tfilah, the mahus of tfilah is avoydu shebelev. You can't just say the words, your heart has to connect with your mouth, there has to be kavona saleh. Once you have that condition, says the Mabit, then you've got a power to cut through anything and everything. How does this magical formula work? Nothing can change a tefillah. How does it work? Chovas Halavovos and the Sefer HaIkrim, two Rishonim, in a few words, reveal the secret to the koyach of tefillah. They say the most interesting thing. They say what happens is, when a yid stands and he davens, what's he actually doing? He's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I know my limitations. I'm a mortal, I'm a human being. But I know you are a Kol Yochel, you can do anything. Takif bar yecholes, bala koiches kulam. Hayipole ma'ashem dovo. Is anything beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capabilities? So Yid stands in davening, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can do anything. Help me. Give me a Yeshua. And what happens is, by the time a person finishes davening, the end of davening, he looks at things differently. He looks at life differently. You can see, it's not in my hands, it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And you become elevated in your emunah. Says the Chovas Halvavos, it's true there was a gezeira that you should be an oni. But after you've davened, you're not the same person. I don't recognize you. You've become an higher madrega. You look at life differently. You're not the same person. Xera doesn't apply. It's true there was a Xera's oni, but you're not the same Adam. You're Ishachem. And that explains the Rabbeinu Bachaya said in Parshas Chukas that there are two parts to davening. There's the bakosha, when you beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's the praise, the shirois. The Rabbeinu Bachaya says that when you sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shirois v'tishbochos, it has the same koyach as tefillah. Shira is the gematria of 515, and tefillah is the gematria of 515. He says when he says psukei de zimra, just thanking, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has the same power as tefillah, the same gematria. Why? And the answer is because when you say Psukim of Shira, you also become elevated in Emunah. If you say it with Kavona, you thank, you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here too, the Gzeira that applies before your tefillah doesn't apply after your tefillah. You say in Asher Yotzar. Why did the Svarim write Asher Yotzar is the skula for health? Svarim all write, if a person says Asher Yotzar, the Kavona, the skula, that he'll remain healthy. You look at Asher Yotzar, there is no bakosha for health. It's pure praise. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created a man with the Kovin. There's no bakosha. How can the praise be a skula for health? The answer is because if you say in Asher Yotzar and you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives us gezunt, who gives us our tzrochim, then again, you're not the same person. You've elevated yourself. You can become from a cholosh to a gibbot. It could be the reason why the Meiri says these 30 days are for tefillah more than anything else is because Elul is the time where we want to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, where on Rosh Hashanah we're going to get Paskin the Din for the coming year. And we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at us and say, I saw you the whole year. I saw how you behaved, your Anhoga. But you've changed. The last 30 days, you're standing near the last 30 days, I can see you've elevated yourself. You deserve a better din. You're not the same person as your anhoga throughout the year changed the last 30 days. How can we elevate ourselves? Our life carries on like normal, and we have our normal program, and then we expect the Rosh Hashanah to come and stand lifnei kisei hakovetz. The easiest way is to take just the daily tefillahs and use them with a bit more heart. The Rambam is interesting in Hilchos Tshuva. When he talks about Tshuva, he says in one halacha, Midarkei ha-Teshuva liyos hashov tzoyek tomid lifnei Hashem u-misrachek harbe min adova shechotebo. He should distance himself from the averus that he was chota. U-mishane shemoi, he should change his name. Kloima, ani acher. Any interesting, in this halacha where the Rambam says that a Baal Shuvah has to change, he has to distance himself, he puts into the halacha, midaka shuvah liyash hashov tzoyek tomid lifnei Hashem. Could be the Rambam is telling us that the greatest, easiest tool, mafeach, to change, mishane shmoy, ani ache, any oiseh ish, is by utilizing tefillah. I want to just finish off with a Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz says that when David HaMelech walked into the cave and he found Shaul HaMelech sleeping, what did he do? He cut the knaf ha-beged. He cut the corner of his coat. Why did he do that? He was actually a great gadlus, a tzidkus of David HaMelech. Shaul was a moirid b'malchus. In a certain term, Shaul was being roidek David, and he was his enemy. And David could have killed him, but he wasn't given the command to kill him. So he wanted to send him a message. Listen, you were asleep. I could have killed you. Look how close I got to you. I actually even cut your beged. And he held his beged as a mashkin. Look, I could have killed you, I didn't kill you. I just cut your beged. However, Chazal say, as a result of that, David HaMelech got punished. And when he became old, Vayilbash HaMelech David Begodim V'lo Yecham Loi, he suffered from the cold. However many Begodim, however much he wrapped himself up, he was shivering from the cold. Why did he deserve that? Say Chazal. Misha zilzel bibegodim lo yehenim in abegodim. Someone katabeged, he was mezalzel bebegodim lo yehen menemach. Asked Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, but this was an act of tzidkus, of godless. He was trying to show Shaul, look, I could have killed you. I got so close to you and I didn't kill you. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, true. But the fact is, you cut a beged, you mezalzel. There could have been other ways you would have showed Shaul HaMelech. If you're mezalzel in something, you cannot be nene. If you're mezalzel in the maton of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot be nene. And he carries on to say there, that chas v'sholem, somebody is mezalzel b'tfilah. If you're mezalzel b'tfilah, then you cannot be nene b'tfilah. And it's a frightening thing, because we can't just come to Rosh Hashanah and say, you know, today's the Yom HaDin, I'm going to daven and daven, I'm going to have such a davening Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to pray till it reaches the heaven. Because if chas v'sholem, during the year we were mezalzel b'tfilah, then we cannot be nene b'tfilah. You can't just use tefillah for when we need it, because if you're mezalzel b'tfilah, you cannot be nene b'tfilah. And therefore it is paramount that in these days leading to Rosh Hashanah, where Rosh Hashanah, our Klei Zion, our whole tool is the tefillah, all the way through Rosh Hashanah, says to make sure you keep the slichas. What else do we have other than to stand and beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmei Shamayim? So in these days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, there has to be some chizuk, everyone in their own avodah, some show of extra effort in davening, whether it's the Zman HaTfilah or the Kavonis HaLev or adding an extra bit of Tehillim. All those little extras are the Shloshim Yom Lifnei HaChag. When the Meiri says that the Shloshim Yom Lifnei HaChag is Lehoisev B'Tfilah, it's because through Tfilah we can elevate ourselves and be Zoche B'Din. The Yaros Devash, Rabbi Yonis in Ivershitz, says a very interesting chiddush, and even though I said I'd finish off, but I'd like to finish off with this, because this is a fantastic piece of Rabbi Yonis in Ivershitz. Rabbi Yonis in Ivershitz, in his sefer Yaros Devash, says that the halacha is that you're allowed to add your own bakoshos in Shmona Esra. You can add your own bakoshas, or before you were the rot imre fi. That's halach and shulchan aruch. You were the rot imre fi vehegini b'lifanecha. You can add your own bakoshas in English, in Yiddish, in any language that you're comfortable with. Says Rabbi Yonis in Ivershitz that even though Shmona Esra was created by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla or Mehem Nevi'im, our main tefillah Shemana Esra, and Shemana Esra's words have gotten it Soidos HaTorah, Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla. However, says the Yaros Devash, the main tefillahs which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for are those tefillahs that you add in your own words. Because when you add your own tefillah, those come from the depth of the heart. When you speak in your own language, says Yaros Devash, because tefillah is la'avdei b'chol levavchem, eizu avodah shebelev zu tefillah, therefore those are the tefillahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu awaits daily. And he says there shouldn't be a Shemona Esra where you don't add your own before Shema Kaleinu, and it can be the most mundane, trivial. Even if for a very trivial person has an anxiety or worry, something he has to do today, tomorrow, whatever it is, you add with your own words, you can do anything, help me with this, then you can be sure, and that's our munah, that every single tefillah is toil. There's no such thing as an unanswered tefillah. Every tefillah that person davens throughout his life, and if there isn't a spontaneous answer, there will be an answer. It will achieve, it has to achieve b'charbi or b'kashti for you or a similar thing or for your children, but the tefillah will get answered. That's our munah. Rebbeinu should give us the Yad Rishmaya. We should utilize the matona. He's given us the matona. We shouldn't look at tefillah, chas v'sholem, as an oil or another davening, or isn't it taking long? We should look at it as a chesed, a privilege. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us something where we can speak, like the Chaznish writes in the Igeret, "K'mesiach ish lechaveiroi." You can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you can talk to your friend. Noichach, Baruch Atah Hashem. And you can talk your heart out and ask for any tzorech. And if those tefillahs are ma'oimek ha'lev, then you can be sure she yirotzin, she is kavtu kol tefillahseinu lerotzin. Amen.